This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station. Right now, it's time to check in with Doug Bill for Bodie Talk Live. Doug Bill, are you there?
Yes, Jason. Namaste.
Namaste. And as I pointed out earlier in the hour, if people missed it, we mentioned this last week and the week before, I think this is going to be the last Bodie Talk Live during the news, because Bodie Talk is going to return to a half-hour slot starting Saturday morning at 6.
Yes, yeah, I'm excited about that. Of course, we need to let our listeners know that it's going to be archived Bodie Talks at least the first week or two until we get some bugs worked out, right?
Right, yeah. So there we'll be going back to some archived editions that Doug is picking out for us, and we'll play those. But before long, you know, hopefully by the end of the month, beginning of next month, we'll be having some fresh shows. And that's part of what you wanted to talk about today, Doug, is where you plan to take the listener if and when they join you at 6 a.m. on Saturdays.
Yes. Well, I'm considering the probability that it's going to be a different listening audience than we had during the Thursday 2 o'clock sessions. And so it is sort of like starting fresh. And what I had done over those, actually over 4 years of Bodie Talks every week, was to present a lot of the concepts I've integrated into what I call the Namaste Principle, a lot of holistically oriented self-care practices, as well as different systems such as nonviolent communication and the work of Byron Katie and the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and A Course in Miracles perspective. And I plan to go over a lot of those systems and concepts, but I'd also like to focus on integrating into what is happening right now in the world, and just draw upon certain circumstances that are being framed from typically a very fear-based, battleground kind of perspective, and just approach those same concept or the same issues and stories as they might play out if we were from, the Namaste Principle, which is a loving perspective guided by a deeper truth than what is generally understood, and that would be aligned with a deep sense of spirituality as to how we're all in this together. We're all interrelated, interconnected. And again, the Namaste Principle is coming from the understanding that when we make that greeting of Namaste, we're really conveying the sense that the divine in me greeting you, with the understanding that I'm recognizing the divinity, the purity, the eternity within you. And to just have that as a kind of foundational perspective. And again, it's something that has evolved in my own way of life over decades, and I've integrated a lot of different concepts. So what I intended is waking up, and again, Bodhi is a Sanskrit word, B-O-D-H-I, which has to do with waking up. It's the same root as derived into the word Buddha. Buddha is not a particular person, but it describes a person who has awakened from the dream. And so awakening, I think it's appropriate that we're airing this show at 6 a.m. when people are just beginning or will soon awaken from their sleep. And what we're talking about is a more figurative awakening to our deeper spiritual nature.
Doug, I was wondering, you know, there is that interesting, coincidental similarity between, you know, waking up the term waking up meaning two different things. You wake up to your higher self versus waking up for the day. But I'm curious, is there actually any place in any of the schools of thought that you've researched where those two things meet in terms of recommending what people should, how people should start their days if they're going to go about their day practicing mindfulness and perhaps cultivating a sense of their higher self?
That's actually an excellent point, because it really brings in, like I know earlier you mentioned how I often say waking up is hard to do. It's hard to do it, but it's really about incorporating certain rather simple practices. And when we wake up and intend to fill our day with the quality of an awakened state, it's ideal to just spend reminding ourselves of what that is all about and how we are cultivating that. For much of my life, I have spent time when I awakened from my restful sleep, to go through a process of sort of getting myself together, cleansed and focused, and maybe have a cup of tea. I've eliminated coffee again. I feel much better without the coffee, but some caffeine, and to just do some stretches and do some yoga postures and take a walk and engage in a process of meditation, mindfulness. That may be something that I do while I'm walking my dog into the woods behind our house here. I'm attempting to get back into a practice of sitting meditation. I don't always do that, but I'm finding that that's certainly something that helps move into this awakened state, to just begin the day awaking from the sleep and awakening to a way of engaging in the rest of my day from a more spiritual perspective. And so it's a good point to awaken figuratively and literally, and cultivating that awakened state of consciousness, a way of being. And so that's what Bodhi Talk is intended to offer the listener. Saturday mornings, 6 a.m. And it's about how we deal with our relationships with each other.
Well, all right, Doug.
Coming from an understanding that, like I say, we're all in this together. We're all spiritual beings, and it's not easy to remember that when there are particularly the political drama that's going on right now, approaching the election in a couple of months.
Okay, so we're going to have to get going, Doug. Just to let you know, we're going to have to get going now.
Okay, very good.
So, you want to say goodbye to people?
Oh, yes, as I always say, remember, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. And namaste.
And again, that was Doug Bill from Bodhi Talk. He's been here with us on Thursday afternoons for quite a while, and now he's going to be returning to his own time slot, but it's a new one. Again, Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. starting this Saturday, followed by Bookworm with Michael Silverblatt. This is WJFF, and we are Radio Catskill.
You're listening to Radio Catskill, on air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.